I'm Dr. Drew, and here's today's 1 Minute Clinic. You hear me talk an awful lot about painkiller abuse and addiction and the fact that it is killing people. It has come to the point in my own career where if one of my patients is dying of addiction, when they always die a death at the hands of taking pills prescribed by a doctor, typically the combination of opiates or opioids, painkillers, and benzodiazepine anti-anxiety medication or sleep medication. There was just a newly approved painkiller to look out for called Zohydro. The FDA has approved it for use in chronic pain, and the approval was made against an outside advisory panel's recommendation. And as with all opiates, it has been shown to be severely, potentially addictive. Taking painkillers is a much more frequent problem than illicit drugs. When you think of addiction, you think of cocaine, heroin, and hallucinogens. Now think of painkillers and anti-anxiety medication. If you or someone you love is taking a painkiller for more than 2 weeks, be very cautious and discuss this with the doctor. For more information, you can go to CNN.com, FDA.gov, or drugabuse.gov. For WTOP, I'm Dr. Drew.